This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Well, does that make sense? Time to continue. That's okay, yeah. Time to get involved or to continue your involvement. Join the club. This is the DJV Club. I'm Doug, Clubmaster, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keen. I suppose depending on how kinky you are, maybe we'd like to have Jennifer the master. Or Victoria, oh. But that's up to you. All right, so here... here we
Victoria
go.
Victoria Allred's number. Do we have her on speed dial? Yeah. I know, right?
She likes me, though. She wouldn't probably. She might call and
ask. Why does she like you again?
Because I'm an attractive, intelligent man. Hmm. What? You don't believe that?
So what was that? When you guys dated, obviously, it didn't
yeah.
exactly,
no, we didn't
right?
date. We never dated. She was
so you wouldn't even call it a date, huh?
Oh, I thought you dated.
No, we didn't date. We had a friendship. And
what kind
we
of friendship?
Went to dinner. We talk a lot.
Was there any bounce? Wow, wow.
No. Thank you for asking.
Oh, Doug, give me a break.
I bet there was.
No, there wasn't.
My times have changed.
Right. Here we are. All right. So
that makes me think that we need to talk off air.
Let's keep moving here. As long as we're talking about joining and getting involved, and the two big deals that we have that I've been talking about pretty much the last couple of weeks, ideas, because they are sponsors, it makes sense for me to give you the value and virtue of this. But even if you look at the information we've posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, you get into the idea of value. And what you want is to show your mom that you love her, but you want value for what you're spending. So I have those two ideas. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV in the microphone, top right-hand corner, and order the strawberry deal starting at $19.99. If for another $10, you get twice as many berries, and you get the cake truffles as well. So you get the details behind that, or around that, at the Facebook page. I think all of you have posted it on your Facebook page.
Yep.
And then there's the idea for sheets from ParachuteHome.com, which is a very good idea. Do that today, though. I wouldn't wait till tomorrow, because if you do it today, you'll get them in time. Just go online, look at the catalog, see something in your love for your mom, and think about how wonderfully well you'll be received on Mother's Day if you've sent her not one thing, but two. And you won't have spent a crazy amount of money, but your mom's worth whatever. Come on, take your paycheck this week. Spend it on your mom. Get with it, will you? ParachuteHome.com/DJV for wonderful bedding sets, beautiful things for the home. Mom will love it because you'll have expressed to her your sensitive new age side. All right? Mom, I want you to be comfortable. So here are the ParachuteHome.com sheets, ParachuteHome.com/DJV. And, of course, the strawberries are always good. You can pass those around. I gave mine away, actually.
Ooh.
The story of a young woman, we're getting into wedding season. As all of you know, our Victoria Keene is going to be married next month to Lewis, her betrothed. But I won't be there, so I won't be able to give you too much of a play-by-play.
That's weird, because my invitation just came yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be there, by the way.
Yeah, really.
Looking forward to it.
Then we go crash the wedding. So here's the story of a 27-year-old woman named Mei Chen, who has had a normal life to this point. She has always wanted to find her Prince Charming and get married and that sort of thing. But a couple of weeks ago, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and she hasn't found a partner. But she did something, I want you to tell me whether you think this is strange, weird, or is it okay. She went to a bridal store, and she rented a wedding dress and did a photo shoot in what looks like some sort of a palace, as I'm looking at the pictures. You probably can Google Mei Chen and see them. So she had pictures taken of her in a wedding dress, even though she's not going to get married. She wants to remember how she looked before she had whatever operation she's going to have.
Good for her.
In a wedding dress. So, is that weird? Is it okay?
I think when you're battling an illness, if that brings you joy, go for it.
Right. Yeah. It is. I mean, it is a little weird, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I've definitely heard of people doing photo shoots before, you know, any type of reconstructive surgery and things like that. So it, that's not uncommon. But the wedding dress thing is interesting. Really? Like, you just want to be in a wedding dress that badly?
Well,
I mean, like any other kind of, like a princess. Yeah, but she can wear any other kind of dress. Like a wedding dress, that is a little bit weird if you don't have a guy that you're
marrying. But in some societies, this is... This is the pinnacle. This is the apex, right? Women are taught that they need to be married and have a family. And so she's from an Asian culture that obviously believes that, so she wants to make sure that she...
But what happens if when she, you know, pulls through all of this and then does find a guy?
She's got half of the picture of the wedding.
She's thinking she may not, and she wants to have that moment to put that
dress
on.
She may be worse than what she's letting on, you know. You get into stage four with that stuff, and it's very unpredictable as to how long it takes before you ravage, you know, your body's ravaged by it. It depends on the treatment, how you eat, all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I do agree with Jen, though. Anything that brings you some joy or distraction is totally worth doing it. It's just, the wedding dressing is a little weird, but whatever.
Helpful. Yeah. Have you even got a wedding dress yet?
Well, it comes in at the end of this month, and so I've got to do a fitting and all that. It's been a disaster.
I should just wear a regular street clothes. After all, you said nobody's coming to the wedding anyway, so why don't you
No one's coming. Our closest family is going to be there.
How are they going to dress?
Everyone's dressing up. It's, you know, elegant daytime formal.
Okay. Elegant formal daytime wedding. I wish I was going. Jennifer, don't you wish you were going?
Be a lot of fun. Know, Dougie, I'm going to give Victoria a pass.
Jen wouldn't even have the time. I could ask Jen to be my maid of honor, and she wouldn't
have
the
time. If you did, I would totally make time for
that. Of course she would. Absolutely.
I mean, I know you would, but I would never want to put that stress on you.
Two maidens of honor.
You just keep telling yourself that you're doing me a favor by not inviting me to your party.
Jennifer's a party animal, man. I've seen her at some parties.
Ooh-ha.
All right, here's the latest warning. Danger, danger from the American Civil Liberties Union. ACLU says, don't go to Texas. Yes, they're urging people to think twice about going to the Lone Star State. As a matter of fact...
Not to go, it makes me want to go book a ticket. Is that
I think it is much... They've issued a travel advisory for the state of Texas. There was a bill passed yesterday called Senate Bill 4, which has been pretty controversial all along. They want to end so-called sanctuary cities in the state. I think, did we talk about this? I saw this yesterday. I don't know if we talked about it on the air or not.
I think we did.
Did we touch on it? Yeah, I'm with them. I'm with Jennifer, actually, and I'm not a big fan of Texas in a sense. I mean, I think there's some beautiful parts. You go down south and west of Dallas into the farmland down there, Stephenville, and those areas are absolutely beautiful, great farm areas. But, you know, and Austin, San Antonio, wonderful cities. So, anyway, everybody's got a different point of view. A lot of people like what it's like in Texas, and I'm with them, frankly. I don't want sanctuary cities. There's a move in Massachusetts to make the whole state like those nutbirds in California. They want to make the whole state a sanctuary state. People in Massachusetts want to make Massachusetts. And New York, there's a move there, Victoria, as well, to make the whole state a sanctuary state. All of the flip states, the flipper dippers.
I mean, I've said this before, and I still don't understand the argument for that. I just don't get it.
And I'm
total liberal, but I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It defies logic. I don't get it.
Yeah. Now, it's one of the goals. I was talking about the things that I like about the Trump administration. This is one of the goals that I like, frankly. So, what's the old expression? If you want to support this, then, well, it depends on what you're supporting. You support the ACLU, you won't go to Texas. You don't support the ACLU, you do what Jennifer and I do, buy it ticket and let's go down.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Don't you think the ACLU might want to, like, go after some really difficult problems that are facing us?
They do. There are times. I'll give them
the news. I do support the ACLU.
There are times the ACLU does really great stuff.
Right.
This, however, is not one of their shining moments. I don't think, anyway. 16 past the hour. My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself. Right now, call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
There was 57 channels and another mount. 57 channels.
Kelly Clarkson is in talks to be a judge on American Idol, so you know they're moving along with that.
You're first.
And, yeah, didn't I hear about Jennifer Hudson on The Voice? What's going on with that? Our coach.
Kara had mentioned something about that, but I don't know if we got the full story.
Yeah, well, it looks like, so Jennifer Hudson was a voice on the, was a coach on The Voice UK, and she actually won in the past season, and that, now it looks like her and Miley Cyrus are coming back and replacing Gwen Stefani and Alicia Keys.
That's kind of what they do. They rotate the girls out. It seems like the only bookends are really Blake and Adam at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I actually have to say I'm all about, because I can't stand watching Gwen and Blake together anymore.
Really?
Too much. It's just too much.
Well, that's her boyfriend. I mean, you know, but Jen, I mean, I know he was your boyfriend first.
He was my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he
so
still
difficult.
Will be again. So,
yeah. You know. I wouldn't want to see Harry Styles and his girlfriend on the show.
It's too much.
Yeah. Harry Styles and his girlfriend look like Howdy Doody, too? What does she look like?
What?
Harry Styles does not look like Howdy Doody.
He looks like a cartoon character.
Oh.
I like his music.
Those are fighting words.
Thank you for introducing me to him. I don't think there's... I wouldn't...
Why does everyone, out of all people, like, out of all characters, why Howdy Doody? Nobody
is a dork.
Even Rick Astley doesn't look like Howdy Doody.
Thank you.
Rick Astley looks way more like Howdy Doody.
Yeah, he does.
Yes,
yeah,
he does. But yep, I still don't think he looks like him. He looks like him more, but I don't know.
All right. Let's get to our, what do we have? Who watched anything good? I watched the last 15, 20 minutes of Designated Survivor last night. Last episode coming up. I haven't been able to keep up with all of them.
We're way behind on that now.
Yeah.
So good.
All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, a lot of season finales coming up tonight. So, first of all, you have a new episode of The Big Bang Theory, which will be back in the fall. So, that's a good thing. Now, some of these shows are still on the bubble. Mom is also in season finale tonight on Thursday, CBS, 9 o'clock. CW's Riverdale ends their season. NBC's Chicago Med ends tonight. CBS's Life in Pieces. ABC's The Catch.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. You're dedicated, you took the time.
So, this is sort of a fascinating reality here. Speaking about television stars moving on from Steve Harvey to Kelly Clarkson, who apparently is really focused or in a position to get herself onto American Idol. But then I'm confused as to, what, didn't we yesterday talk about her being on the...
We did. The big rumor yesterday was that Kelly Clarkson, the first American Idol winner, would join the reboot as a judge.
Ah.
And it turns out that that's not the case, and I don't know where the rumor came from, but... Totally not the case, and she did the opposite and went to a different network, and she's actually joining The Voice.
Yeah. So why would she do that, though, under the circumstances?
Well, I mean, she's been on The Voice before as a mentor and a performer, so I think she's, from what she said, she's wanted to be a judge and sit in the big red chair.
Yeah, but why would she want to be... A judge on American Idol.
I think that The Voice, I watched, so yesterday Blake Shelton did a Facebook Live and said he had big news, and then he brought in Kelly Clarkson as the judge for the spring, and she said, Blake, I've been asked to be on this show a million times, I've always been pregnant, and I'm so upset because I've always wanted to come on there and beat you. And so she said, I'm not having any more kids, so it's the perfect time. I think the times that she was going to join, she has been having babies. So... Maybe that has something to do with it. I think that the American Idol thing might have just been a creation by somebody. I don't think
it may have been a negotiating ploy.
Maybe, or maybe it was just a made-up rumor.
So who would be likely to be judges on American Idol? Because that is coming back next winter.
I think the show sucks and tanks if they don't get Simon Cowell. They have to have Simon back. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
And, you know, Simon is having a lot of fun on America's Got Talent, and that starts up in May. So, I don't know. I mean, he
May this
could
year?
Do,
May
yeah, right now. The end of May, yeah.
It's a summer.
May 30th, I think it starts.
Yeah.
He could do both, but then he'd be going back and forth between NBC and ABC. So, you know, there's always weirdness with networks. So, I don't know. Kara and I were talking about this yesterday off the air. And to me, the number one reason why The Voice will always be better than American Idol is because of that interaction that the coaches and the mentors have on The Voice and all of the direct interaction with the contestants on their team. And that is something that you just never see anywhere. And American Idol was just very, it was very flat. Beyond the funny auditions in the beginning, it's three judges sitting on a panel, and the only time they see the contestants is when they perform. There's no teaching, there's no coaching, mentoring, none of that happens. And without that, I think The Voice is always going to be better than Idol.
All right, so there's, what's the story with Jennifer Hudson?
She's going to be on in the fall. Jennifer Hudson and Miley Cyrus will join Adam and Blake in the fall for The Voice.
For The Voice, all right. So she's not a contender for American Idol either.
No.
So then who is? Who makes a...
who's been there before? There's Harry Connick Jr., there's Jennifer Lopez, there's Paula Abdul, there's Randy.
Keith Urban.
Yeah, I can't imagine Jennifer Lopez taking on anything else, considering she's already doing... like three different shows.
This well, now could she be, can deal with NBC with Shades of Blue.
Also,
that's got renewed. So yeah,
a ploy on Ryan's part. I think Ryan's playing this pretty smart, frankly as well. On TV or the day before, he says, "I don't know if I can do this." And now, they say, "Wait a minute, we just moved it. We're talking about moving it to New York. It's going to be on ABC. How about we get to the bottom of this deal?" Which I think is he's another one of the Steve Harvey, Jennifer Horne people that are doing something 24 hours a day. So that may be part of this. But they need somebody. If they don't have Ryan and they don't have somebody like, what's his face?
Simon.
Then they should forget it because they're going to go anywhere. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Oh yeah, 34 after the hour. Oh yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's a slowdown. Ooh, yeah. I just have to make myself giggle, because if I don't, I will...
It keeps you from crying?
There'll be a hole in the top of my head. All right, so Victoria Keelan is here as part of the DJV thing. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Kara is at the controls. The... situation with Saudi Arabia. Tell me this doesn't make you crazy. Saudi Arabia has launched a campaign to counter the decision in Congress to allow families of the victims of September 11th to sue Saudi Arabia. Remember this all came about last year. The bill was passed.
This was big in New York.
Right.
Where I am.
And I think wasn't Obama was against this, but it passed anyway.
He vetoed. It passed and he vetoed it. It's the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act. And it's been around since last September. It seems that the Saudis have been paying military veterans hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to Capitol Hill to warn lawmakers about the potential the bill has in terms of consequences. Even though it was passed, there are a lot of people, like mostly the supporters of the Saudis, who say the measure would expose our troops and diplomats to lawsuits. In other words, the Saudis say, you sue us, we'll sue you.
I mean, we knew this was coming, right?
Well, I guess we did.
Yeah.
But what kind of outrage is there in this? The way we treat Saudi Arabia, and have since George Bush the father has been president, it was one of the things that I found most critical. I liked George Bush the father and thought he was a good president. But there are a couple of things he did, like whatever. There's this thing called the Carlyle Group. And it's him and Frank Carlucci and a bunch of other people who got together and threw their money into an organization that basically sells its quote-unquote services. Well, it's a, they're influence peddlers. That's basically what they are. They're like lobbyists, only in a bigger way. They organize countries.
Yep.
And they organize big businesses to work in the they smooth over things that get muddied up. Like if we were in another country, there's an oil, I don't know how many of you have seen this, there's a big oil natural gas spill in Ohio where the pipeline is being built for the gas, the Tennessee Gas Company. And so there's like millions of gallons of this sludge that comes out of the earth when you're drilling for gas, and it has contaminated a lot of acreage in wetlands and stuff in Ohio. So let's say that were a problem in Italy. This is an American company doing this work over there, and the Italian government goes after this American company. Well, the Carlucci bunch, the Carlyle Group, steps in, and they sort of mitigate and fix things up, and they get a piece of the action, and you know, they have as a result of this, they have real estate holdings all over the world, they have businesses all over the world, and they are indebted to businesses and governments, and likewise the governments and businesses are indebted to them.
It's like the modern day Illuminati.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Well, it'd be interesting to know how many of them are Masons. Frankly,
yeah, that would be. Yeah,
if you don't get the connection, do you want me to do it, or do you guys want to do it? The Masons were. If you look at the dollar bill, that triangular symbol that's on the dollar bill, that's a Masonic symbol, and it represented the men. Most of the men who signed the Constitution were Masons, were a club. It's a club. It's a tribe. It's, you know, we have lots of them. The Senate is a club. The presidents are a club. Members of Fortune 500 corporate boards are a club. People who play baseball are a club. People on the radio are a club. You understand? We all have our clubs. And so, in this circumstance, this club is very powerful. And, it was then and it is now. So, to think that there isn't, I've always talked about the trilateralists and the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers and all that bunch of that's supposed to be the power behind the power. And whether they are or they aren't, you're never going to find out. There are some interesting movies and books written about it that help you speculate, but it's
a lot of theories.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
The funniest one to me is that for whatever reason, I don't know how this started. Maybe with the Tom Hanks movie, this is, you know, with the Illuminati, maybe that's how it started. But, like, when you see anything online on social media, there's an entire generation that believes that Beyonce and Jay-Z are Illuminati.
Yeah.
Which just cracks me up every time I see it.
They don't have too many black folks in those groups.
Little do they know it's Oprah that's the Illuminati.
Right.
Yeah, that's the subtle suggestion on Victoria's part, backed up by another subtle suggestion from Jennifer.
Oh, it's not even a race thing. I just think it's hilarious. Like, it's
but it is.
Beyonce. Well, I didn't mean it that way, but Beyonce is not an Illuminati.
No.
That's
and I really actually believe that Oprah is, so, you know,
you think?
Race be damned. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Please.
I mean, it would be kind of fun.
Was Deepak in on that, too, then?
Deepak Chopra?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
The two of them are very, very close.
Yeah, they're tight.
Very. Very, very.
So maybe it was actually, maybe it was an Illuminati meeting on that yacht with the Obamas and Oprah and
Tom Hanks.
Wow, I didn't
even
think about that. Whoa!
And Richard Branson. Maybe they're all Illuminati.
Look, we can laugh and like the tinfoil hat, but the more that I see the craziness that's going on right now on both sides of the aisle, the more I absolutely believe that there is a silent, what?
It's more believable all this stuff is.
Yeah, that there's a silent ruling class in this country.
So do you want me to take it one step further, Jennifer?
Yeah.
They are not human. They are from some other planet.
I don't know about that.
They're lizards.
Hashtag lizard truth. That's a thing, too, on social media.
There you go.
I'm just saying, either... Obviously, the system broke when Trump won. Obviously, something happened.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that was
that
supposed to be necessary.
That they're going
to
stand for it, or they're going to try to get him out of there? That'll be... The Illuminati run the news media, or at least the adjuncts of it, depending on who it is. The Catherine Grahams of the world, all those people who are kind of gone now. Bradley, those people aren't around. I don't even know who I used to be able to tell you who the editor and publisher of the New York Times is. I can't tell you anymore. I don't even know.
Because it's fake news.
Well, maybe.
Jared Kushner's family has a ton of newspaper outlet stuff. Yeah. So maybe Trump's Illuminati with him.
he's an up-and-coming Illuminati.
Right.
Well, I've heard someone say that Trump was actually the one that was supposed to win and that the reaction to it is because of that. And then I've heard other people say, and this one to me is a little more believable, just judging by how everybody's head fell off when he won, is that he wasn't supposed to win and there was a glitch in the system. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's called the Electoral College.
Well, and no, but
why,
I mean...
That's why the Electoral College stays there, because it can be manipulated by these people.
Yeah,
there you go.
Maybe.
Ooh, something else to think about. All right, let's get to something that's really important, like why is it that Nastia... Is it Lukin? Is that how you pronounce it?
Lukin.
Lukin has postponed her wedding. All right, both of you ladies, the Biff twins are here. Who wants to take the first paragraph and then the second paragraph?
Oh, no.
No? Well, the lady who's getting married actually should take this.
Yeah, this is a good wedding story.
Oh, well, I don't know. It might not have a happy ending. I hope mine was better than this. Yeah. Olympic gold medalist Nastia Lukin, of course, in 2008, she won gold in Beijing and became kind of a big national star. She's also went on to become a broadcaster. So she's been doing really well for herself. She has been posting online things about her and her fiance and their wedding, and they were supposed to get married this coming June 24th, which is my wedding date. And apparently,
Jennifer, do you know that? Wow, Victoria, you're getting married?
Wow, it's almost like we haven't heard this 5,000 times before.
I know, you're making everyone sick of my wedding already.
Victoria, you know what's weird? I think maybe my invitation got lost in the mail.
Uh-oh. I'll send you a new one, stat.
Okay, perfect.
In an email.
So the weird thing is she's been very excited about her wedding. They were supposed to get married in Rhode Island in Newport on June 24th, and yesterday it was announced they've postponed the wedding with only 6 weeks to go. So the rep says that
who's
it's
the
because there's
be? What's the problem?
He's an entrepreneur. His name's Matt Lombardi. I'm not sure exactly what field he's in, but they've been together. They got engaged in June 2015.
He's in left field at this moment, apparently.
Yeah. They live in Boston together, and so he's based in Boston. So it seems to be very strange. Up until 2 months ago, she was still posting things about the countdown 3 months ago, 2 months ago. And so now, with 6 weeks, the wedding's off, so... Mm-hmm. Sources, tabloid sources, Page Six, they're talking about there's some more drama behind the scenes, so maybe this will unfold as the weeks go
on.
But it's 6 weeks. Your invitations should be out or just about to go out, so that is kind of awkward.
Well, 6 weeks and... I still could get a... Wait a minute. I could still get an invitation 6 weeks out. You're just about 6 weeks out now.
If anyone else can't make it, you're number one on the B list.
Wow. What? I really hope that the Matt Lombardi she's with is different than the Matt Lombardi who apparently plays hockey, because he's married, and so that might be why their engagement is not working out.
Gotta watch that Google.
45 past the hour. Speaking of weddings and good things, when you get married, you want the best for you and your spouse. And people who are giving gifts for a wedding, we talked last couple of weeks about using ParachuteHome.com, their website, for ideas for Mother's Day presents, mostly sheets and towels and things that are good for the home. A great suggestion. Now, I'm thinking about weddings. I was thinking about sending a nice present to Victoria, but I'm not sure yet if I would get it out of this catalog or get it from someplace else.
Oh, I thought it was, I'm not sure yet, period.
Well, I am not sure. That's also part of this. Parachute makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. So if you're starting life with somebody else this spring or this summer or this year, then make your new home as comfortable as possible. And maybe what you do is you put this, when do we have the register, right? You have
registry. The registry,
yep. Why, in the registry, why wouldn't you put, as a matter of fact, I'm making this suggestion to you, Victoria. Why wouldn't you put, you must have a registry by now and put all of the things in there that you want. Parachute Home Bedding is a great place to send people.
Yeah.
You can have any company you want in the registry. So go to parachutehome.com/DJV, send people there, or if you want things from that company for your wedding, tell people to visit parachutehome.com/DJV to find what it is that they, I mean, they probably look at the catalog and say, okay, I want one of these. That's how the registry works, right? Get me one of these, get me one of those, two of these, five of those. So if that's the deal and you don't know what to do, maybe even without being solicited, you prepare to give. I think everybody in the audience ought to just get a present for Victoria, even if you're not invited. Just get her a present and send it along. And a good, or any friend that you have, visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get the free shipping, the return, something that they offer that nobody else does, is sending back the used sheets. If you don't like them, they'll send them to Habitat for Humanity, so they go to a good place. Find perfect bedding, perfect things for the home, and get them through parachutehome.com/DJV.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best, for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER to 35517.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Something went wrong. Something's happened. Something's wrong.
That lure is just a delay. That's all it is. All major theme parks have delays. When they opened Disneyland in 1956, nothing worked.
Yeah, but John, if the Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down, the pirates don't eat the tourists.
Oh, blah. Anymore.
The pirate. What a great line. The pirates don't eat the tourists. I'm just talking to Chuck Curry, our movie man, about why I don't go to Jurassic Park movies. Because the only scene I ever saw in a clip where I didn't have my eyes closed was I opened at the wrong time when the dinosaur grabbed a hold of somebody and was eating him, chewing him up. And you can only see the legs of the guy as the rest of it goes down the monster's mouth. I don't watch that stuff. Good Lord. But
you know, getting back to our theme of great summer movie moments or movies. You know, we talked about Jaws yesterday, but yes. the most memorable moment I've ever had watching a movie was June 11, 1993. Me and my friend Mike, who is a DJ and program director in Indiana now, we do a podcast on movies. We took a drive from Strasburg, Pennsylvania, where I live, to New York City, went to this now defunct Ziegfeld movie theater. I believe it was on, 57th Street, in New York City. It was the largest single screen movie theater house in the United States, 1,150 people. We went to see the 4 o'clock show. It was sold out, and the reaction of that crowd to that scene was incredible. And the overall reaction at the end when they roared with applause, and when you're in a movie house in New York City that big, it's literally be like being in a Yankee
Mets playoff
game.
They were clapping when the dinosaurs are eating people.
Yeah, well, the one scene when the T-Rex swooped down and ripped the lawyer off the toilet seat.
Wow.
And yeah,
eating
was,
lawyers,
was
there's a symbolism.
Memory.
Yeah, yeah, right. Eating lawyers, I can see that would be a good idea.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Dinosaurs
eating
lawyers.
But anyway, there's nothing better as a movie fan when you have a lot of anticipation for a movie, and that movie delivers. And Jurassic Park was one of those movies in 93.
Are they still, the sequels, do they still deliver? Because there have been, what, six of them now?
Yeah, well, there's been there was Jurassic Park, then the Lost World, which I liked. The third one, which I liked, not great. And then they did Jurassic World, which I liked a lot, and I thought it captured the spirit very much so of the original film. And now we're going to have Jurassic World 2, which comes out next summer. And Jeff Goldblum will be back as that character, Ian Malcolm, in that film opposite Chris Pratt and Dallas Bryce Howard, but that is my favorite all-time movie experience, Jurassic Park at the Ziegfeld in 93 in New York City.
I'd like that. I'm thinking about my all-time favorite movie experience. It may have been going...
Was it Citizen Kane?
You're really a piece of work.
I'm just kidding with you.
What year did that even come
1939.
Out? 1939. So do you have... I'm curious. Seriously, do you have one?
I do, actually. I have a couple. This is, you'll laugh at, George Kennedy was the bad guy.
Okay.
In a movie that John Wayne was in, and I was traveling with my father. It was one of those rare moments when I actually spent time with my father, got to know my father. I spent a couple of days on the road with him. He was a traveling salesman. And we went to a theater in Connecticut to see Big Jake. No, it wasn't Big Jake. It was the one before that with George Kennedy, who was a bad guy. And I can't remember the name of it, but I remember that as being, maybe it was because my father was with me, I don't remember, but I remember how it bothered me because anything I'd ever seen George Kennedy in before, he was a good guy.
Right.
And he was a really bad guy.
I got another question for you. Did you ever go to the movies back in the day and have the 35 millimeter reel,
stop?
Break or burn?
Yes.
Yeah, stop. It happened to me two times.
Yeah.
The
light bulb was so hot, it would burn the film.
Yeah, it happened to me two times. Earthquake in 74, and then in 1989, Karate Kid 3. And then the only other weird experience, I saw a movie called Mobsters with Christian Slater, and the projectionist put the reels on backwards.
How do they get do they get a disc? How do these movies come delivered to the theaters now?
It's simply a digital download.
Right.
Instead of that huge 35 millimeter reel, which takes
How do they have enough bandwidth to download those things? That's what amazes me. How do they have enough bandwidth?
Well, it's programmed into the projector. It's a very simplistic process, and it gives the ability for theaters to do a lot of really cool stuff without a huge 35 millimeter reel, which takes literally 3 hours to splice.
Yeah.
This takes literally 20 minutes to download.
Yeah.
And it's so much smaller. The delivery charge is much cheaper.
See?
I love digital.
Well, you really helped us. You gave us some information we didn't know. Follow Chuck Curry at Poseidon72. Listen to his weekly podcast, if you can stand it, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes and Audio Boom. Chuck Curry. Hello. 59 past the hour. DJV Experience.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.